Okay, it's been a while since you've seen an ad for Tower Records. The music store chain closed last December, another sign of the decline of music sales that are not online. But the man who founded the original chain has not given up. He just opened a new record store in Sacramento, and if you follow his story, you get an update on a business that is constantly changing. Steve Milne reports on 81-year-old Russ Solomon and R5 Records.
Don't call Russ Solomon's return to music retail a comeback.
I don't think I ever stopped is really the truth of it. You know, there was always an intention to keep on going because I love this business. Maybe I'm crazy. Probably am, as a matter of fact.
Solomon opened his new store, called R5 Records, right across the street from the Tower Building. That's where Solomon's father used to have a drugstore, and where Russ Solomon first began selling records in the 1950s.
There's something kind of nostalgic about it and something righteous, I think. And that's a nice place to kick off from.
As for the name of the store, he explains the R's for Russ and 5 is his favorite number. Dressed casually in a loose-fitting polo shirt and black shorts, the grandfatherly Solomon walks through the store greeting customers and joking with staff, including a big, burly, bald man who looks like a bouncer.
The classical guy.
The classical guy, right there.
Don't I look like a classical guy?
But R5 does look just like an old Tower store. Rows and rows of all kinds of CDs and DVDs. Even the R5 logo resembles the old red and yellow Tower sign.
Here, we use this office. We can close the door.
Sitting in the store's cramped backroom office, Solomon says he wants to revive the qualities that made Tower special. And that means hiring people who are passionate and knowledgeable about music.
We were always very, very sincere about what we did. And the thing that, unfortunately, in the last few years we got away from, I lost control and I couldn't do it the way I wanted to, was that we cared about having the people that worked in the stores involved. It was their sense of ownership and their sense of being involved in it's their store.
In Tower's heyday back in the mid-1980s, the chain had more than 200 stores around the world. Tower was the dominant music retailer in the U.S., but facing stiff competition from discount outlets, Walmart and Best Buy, and the exploding popularity of music downloads, the company cut back staff and catalog, the things that made it special. Solomon resigned, and the company declared bankruptcy in 2004. Yet today, with unauthorized file sharing as popular as ever and CD sales continuing to decline, some would say Solomon is nuts to open a record store.
The independent music stores are alive and healthy and vibrant.
Jim Donio is president of NARM, the National Association of Recording Merchandisers. He admits digital downloads have hurt retail.
But you can't broad brushstroke and say, well, you know, because a handful have gone out of business and because Tower went out of business, that means 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, months from now, you know, no one's going to want to shop in a store for music. That's ridiculous. There is still an essential role for physical stores to play in helping people to discover music.
Although brick-and-mortar music stores are evolving in an effort to coexist with the digital world, Donio says Solomon's old-school approach of stocking deep catalog and hiring passionate music lovers jives well with the changes.
There are certain sort of baseline offerings that, you know, successful stores need to exploit and need to cultivate, you know, and Russ gets that. Russ understands that.
Back at the R5 store, customer Jay Quintella is browsing in the hip-hop section. He says for record collectors like him, Solomon's new store is a big deal.
I think he's to be commended for taking another shot at music retail because I think they're just ringing the bell on the death of music retail way too early. I think a lot of people still like to come in and physically touch the product and, you know, browse around and just the whole atmosphere of being in a record store, you know, instead of sitting at a computer for hours and hours trying to fill an iPod.
Besides, says Russ Solomon, who is also an avid art collector, walking into a record store is like stepping into a gallery of pop culture.
There is a museum quality, strangely enough, because when you go into a store like this where we really care about keeping this large diversity of different things in here and like to talk about it and like to feel it and touch it and as well as to hear it, you get a sense of history that you can't get visually that easily anywhere else.
Russ Solomon hopes he's forecasting the future of music retail by reviving his past. He says if R5 takes off, he'd like to open a chain of record stores across the country, just as he did with Tower Records 4 decades ago. For NPR News, I'm Steve Milne in Sacramento.